Media members on the line, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the James Madison Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning.
Good morning. An impressive 20-10 road win and some tough weather conditions up at Delaware for you guys on Saturday. Give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, just like we've said many times, anytime you can go on the road in this league and win a conference game, it's a significant achievement. So really pleased to get the win up there. And, it's my first time to Delaware, but it just reminded me so much of our trip to Villanova last year, our trip to New Hampshire last year, where it's a really challenging place to play. You're facing a very, very good football team. And I thought that they were, they had 2 weeks to get ready for us. I thought they were well prepared. I thought that Delaware played extremely hard and really felt like we took Delaware's best shot, all day long. And it was a very, very difficult game for both teams as far as the competition level. So I'm really pleased with coming out of there with a win and the way we won it too in the second half. And I really felt like we controlled the game in the second half. So great to have the win going into the bye week. And again, anytime you get a road win in this league, it's a significant achievement.
Building off that, with the difficulty of this conference and some of the people that the strength of the schedule you play to reel off 17 straight wins, tying the CAA record, certainly a rare accomplishment in football to be able to play at that level each week. What does it say about your players and your program?
Well, I mean, I think it says, we do have some quality players here, and obviously, I have a quality staff who's done a really, really good job of making sure the kids are prepared each week. And, certainly we've had, several games all throughout, this streak that we're on that, could have went either way because, a lot of games in this league come down to the final possession or the final couple of possessions. So, it's just one of those things where I think our kids have done a really, really good job of staying focused on the game right in front of them. And that's really what we preach every single week. We're the only thing on our radar right now is Villanova. And nothing else matters to us. And I think our players and coaches do a good job of keeping that tunnel vision, all throughout the season.
We're here with JMU head coach Mike Houston, and if you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We got several in queue if you'll get those four spots in.
And your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Morning, coach. How you doing?
Morning. I'm doing good.
Good. Let's talk about your running backs. You've got depth there at that position, but they're not all the same. What was it about Trey's style on Saturday that was more difficult for Delaware to be able to handle?
Well, I just think I thought Trey really played well Saturday, and I felt like he was seeing the cuts, he was seeing where the plays were there in our scheme, and we were facing a very good defense, and I thought that Delaware defended us as good as anybody has, and there were some plays there that we maybe weren't quite seeing the cut with some of the other guys. But I thought that Trey just did an excellent job of making the plays, and he made the one big play and then the touchdown run to follow. But even in the second half, he had the 5-6 yard runs that kept the chains moving that allowed us to have productive drives.
And talk about your offensive line, if you will, quickly, the challenge they had, and kind of assess how they handled that challenge.
Well, they faced a big, strong offensive front, and I feel like Delaware's linebackers are one of the best units in the league, if not the best, and they were challenged on Saturday, and so I feel like our offensive line played well. Delaware really came at us, and we, I felt like, got their best, and they won some of the battles. We won some of the battles because I thought our kids went right back at them. And so I felt like it was just a great matchup, and anybody that really focused in and watched that particular matchup between their defensive front seven and our offensive line on Saturday, probably really enjoyed watching that competition.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike. Speaking of your offensive line, you had one guy, Nick Edwards, playing his first game along with
right.
A couple of others, Terrence Alls and Brandon Hertford. At other positions, just after watching the tape and it being their first time out, kind of what was your thoughts on how they played?
I thought all three played well. I think all three can probably play better, because I think that, you know, you saw with them a lot of the first game stuff where, you know, Brandon overscraped some things because he was playing so fast, you know, and just kind of get things timed up to game speed. And, you know, I thought Terrence played well. I thought that, you know, some things with all of a sudden playing game speed, you know, he realized, you know, he needs to push himself conditioning maybe a little bit more. I thought Nick played well. I think there's some great things that we can get corrected with Nick to where he can play even better the next time out. So I think overall the three played well, and I think there's plenty of room for them to improve, much like our team from game one to game two.
And just as far as your outline for the bye week, is it more self-evaluation, or do you kind of use all the extra time on Villanova?
We're going to do a combination of both. You know, there's some things we need to address in all three phases where, you know, we're really going to hone in on some corrections and some improving some things, and you're really looking at, you know, scouting ourselves from the first five games and looking if there's anything there that we need to adjust. And at the same time, you know, we're facing a very, very good Villanova team. You know, they're one of the top teams in the league. They played us very well last year, and so it's going to be a tremendous challenge. And so, you know, we'll get a jump start on them this week as well.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question is from the line of David Seal with the Daily Press.
Good morning. Raven was very much established there when you arrived, but he seems to have progressed even further the last 2 years. How would you assess his progress at safety?
Well, I think, you know, when we first got here, Raven was a really good athlete playing free safety. I think when you look at him now, he's a really good football player. And I think there's a difference in the two. He makes the plays that are his to make now. You don't see him making the huge busts, the huge mistakes. You see him making the plays where when the offense makes a mistake, he makes them pay. And so it's just he carries himself like an experienced veteran leader, and that's what he is. You know, whereas when we got here, he was a good athlete out there running around.
And then just kind of in reference to Trey's situation, when a young man has, for lack of better description, the real world intrude in his life like that, how do you as a coach kind of balance the need for a young person to deal with that versus commitment to team and such? It's got to be difficult.
Well, the big thing is we all are committed to each other. And we, you know, a lot of people talk about, and you hear the cliche everywhere across the country about our family, but really we try to conduct ourselves like that. And so, you know, we put our arms around Trey. We are supporting him every bit as much this week and 2 months from now as we were the week of his father's passing. And, you know, we're helping him in every way we can possibly help him. At the same time, just like with all of us in this life, you know, life has to go on. And Trey is a mature young man, and we've talked about that he can't stop living. You know, in fact, you know, he needs to live his life. You know, that's what his mom needs him to do. That's what his uncles need him to do. You know, they want to see him live his life and make sure that he is taken care of and that he's going to keep progressing towards having the positive, bright life and future that he has. And so that's what he's working on. So, you know, in this life, you know, the world's going to throw you some curveballs, and it's going to throw you some tough times. And it's how you navigate those that really dictate, you know, your outcome and where you end up. And, you know, Trey's doing a great job with that, with all the resources and people he has here that care about him.
Thank you, Mike.
Sure thing.
Mike, I touched on in the open about the weather conditions, and you guys, both teams, actually not able to throw the ball a whole lot like that. To be able to win in different ways, how important is that in being able to adjust?
Well, I think that truly shows the character of your team, and we talked about the first spring I was here. You know, I told the kids that unless there's lightning, we're going to practice outside, because you gotta be prepared for the elements, because, you know, you can't control that one factor. And, you know, just like Saturday, you know, the elements are what the elements are, and it's whoever functions best in those elements that wins the ball game. And if you don't have a tough-minded football team that's prepared for that, you can lose a game like that on Saturday because they let it affect them mentally, or they let them affect, you know, whatever within the game. But I really felt like our kids responded well. We didn't say a whole lot about it. You know, the kids just go out there and play. We adapted a few things, you know, with offense and our kicking game to, you know, combat some of that stuff with the wind. But at the same time, it was really the kids' ability to just go out and play through it and play well and play tough-minded that allowed us to execute at a high level.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time today, and we look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks a lot. Looking forward to it. Take care.
Bye. Thank you.